Not fit for a king, Charles III leaving Buckingham Palace after lavish refurbishment. By Simon Kent on June 26, 2026. King Charles III and Queen Camilla are downsizing and leaving 775-room Buckingham Palace as a lavish 10-year, £369 million, $487 million, refurbishment program ends. Instead, the couple will remain nearby in stately Clarence House, a substantially smaller residence of around a dozen rooms also in the very heart of London, where the two have lived since their marriage in 2005. The monarchy now seeks to increase public access, paid for by each visitor, to the historic building that has been the center of royal life for almost 200 years and drive a strong revenue stream for the royals. AP reports royal officials stress King Charles and Queen Camilla would continue to work out of the palace, which will remain the ceremonial and operational center of the monarchy. It is and will remain Monarchy HQ, the crown jewel of our national buildings, said James Chalmers, the senior royal official responsible for managing the king's financial affairs. The cost of the palace overhaul is contained in a release of royal finance figures that also include the king's personal tax payments and the cost of royal trips. The soon-to-be-empty palace has served as the official London residence of the UK sovereign since 1837. The BBC reports the landmark may now also be able to open for a longer period, generating more income. It currently opens its staterooms to visitors each summer and on selected dates throughout the rest of the year, the proceeds of which go to the Royal Collection Trust, a charity responsible for the care and conservation of royal art. The king will continue to host a range of events at the palace, from state banquets and garden parties to receptions and audiences with the Prime Minister and new ambassadors. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.